cats and dogs and skinks.
Wow. That was beautiful.
I say that because
this is the song before my show. And your producer knows that because your producer produced my show.
Yeah.
And he is Steve Dale. What is he, Bill?
Noted? He's a noted pet expert is what he is.
It's hashtag now.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I
swear.
It's come to that.
I can show you. Yes, it's come to that.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Congratulations.
Bill, you invented that.
I don't know if I invented it. Did I?
You invented hashtags?
No.
Yes.
You were the first one who said noted pet expert.
Well, it's a designation that you deserve, Steve, in my opinion.
Well, some people are princes and some people are lords.
Yep.
And I am a noted
pet expert. Yeah, yeah. How are things, Steve? Everything okay in the world of pets?
If I'm here, things are great.
Good.
Yes.
I'd like to hear that.
Yes.
Any coyote update? I know that there was sad story.
Yeah, it is. And you know... the good news in this story is because of WGN Radio, just because of this radio station. So those who may be cynics and say radio still doesn't, the governor knows about the story. And I do mean the governor knows the details about this story because of WGN Radio. Also, no matter where I've gone. So I walk into the studio. Wendy says, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
I follow you on Facebook. You're everywhere. So I have been to San Antonio to a Pet Partners conference. They're the organization that certifies therapy dogs. Great organization. I spoke there and I cannot tell you how many people, dozens of people asked me about the coyotes. So all over the country. They are all over the country.
And in a nutshell, the story was this woman had...
this woman saved 4 baby coyotes. She was an animal rehabilitator. Everyone thought these cubs were going to die. They didn't die. They survived. Now what? So there's no place to reintroduce them to. There's no woods to do that. At that time, may have been different 3 months later, 3 months earlier, but at that time, none of the rehabilitation facilities, the wildlife facilities, were accepting any coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't reintroduce them back because they're bonded to people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no wild, as I said, to introduce them back to anyway. So what do you do? She said, well, I don't know. I'll get the right permits. She did. And for 13 years, her backyard, which she spent thousands making a coyote playground, was certified as just that. No problem with the Illinois or the U.S. Departments of Agriculture.
She got all
permits. Yeah, no problem with anyone for 13 years, not 13 days. 13 years. And now these coyotes, 13 is not young for a coyote. It's getting up there. And one morning, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is at her door with a gun pointed at her.
That's just crazy to me.
I know. Unannounced. Now the guns are pointed at the coyotes, tranquilizer darts. They could have said, because she said, my coyotes, I don't know why you're I don't understand. She did not pay a permit. A $25 permit. They would not allow her to pay it. They would not allow her to pay that and a late fee of some kind. Just end of story. Coyotes should be confiscated. And she said, well, if they have to be, let me just ask them to go into their crates. Like dogs, they're crate trained. They said, no, we don't have time. The lead investigator reportedly said, I need to go on vacation. I don't have time. Because she said it would take about 30 minutes to do that because they were so agitated at that point, the animals were. So they shot him point blank at close range with the tranquilizer gun, dragged them into a truck, dumped them into a truck, and vaccinated them for a vaccine they did not need. Weeks later, they're dead, 3 of the 4. I would argue from that trauma.
And
for those who are saying, Steve, you're only saying, taking one side of the story, you're not. I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing now. You know, people have phones. So that was videotaped. And I saw it. I saw with my own eyes what went on. It was unnecessary. Unnecessary for them to come to her house in the first place.
So why did it happen, Steve? What happened? What's the story behind the story? They must have gotten complaints from somebody.
No, well, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. One person as far as she knows. So the neighbors have actually over the years chipped in to help her and they think it's kind of fun that there are coyotes living there. There's never been a problem with her neighbors. Except one gentleman from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources moved into the neighborhood and allegedly said, I don't like the coyotes howling at night.
I can understand that, but...
They never escaped their enclosure?
No,
that ever happening?
Never.
All right.
Never, ever a problem with the coyotes.
So what's her move now? She's lost 3 of the 4. What happens
now? Well, she went to court to try to get the 4th back home to her as her hope. Or if not, at least have that coyote who is languishing at the facility without care that the coyote was in sent to an appropriate facility that really knows how to care for coyotes. And that is the choice that was made. They still won't let the coyote go home with her. So the coyote just went, this is an update, friends, just went yesterday, I believe, to Indiana. And is so far doing okay. Yeah. I mean, there was concern that this 13-year-old animal would even make the trip, you know, because older animal, really stressed out, not knowing what's going on, very confused, pulled away from the only home the animal has known. And you know what? It's not like I'm sort of this crazy coyote guy, but this is wrong. It's just wrong. I don't understand it. Now, I still have hope because I know Governor Pritzker is the humane individual he is, or the head of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, will say, you know, if the coyote's able physically, the coyote can still come back home, back to Illinois to live with her for the remaining whatever time is left in Luna. That's the coyote's name. Life.
That would be nice, just to let her finish her life.
Yeah, yep.
Is the Bureau that confiscated the coyotes, are they apologetic at all about the deaths of the three? They're not?
No.
No?
No.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Based on what their mission is supposed to
be,
protecting our resources. And what they did was totally appropriate if we lived in 1950, when there are no other ways to do these things. But we don't live in 1950 anymore. It was barbaric.
So what does the government involvement mean? What, him being involved in all this, what do you think will happen?
My hope is that the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, their president or... I think a chairman is with the right title, Costello, or our governor comes in. Now, listen, if the governor can save criminals, then the governor can pardon a coyote who did nothing wrong. I mean, this coyote didn't do anything wrong. It would be like you not renewing your driver's license. You're given a warning. There was no warning given. But your car is not taken away.
Right.
And if your car were taken away, it would not be...
At gunpoint?
Right.
Right.
I mean, it would not be ruined.
Yeah.
It would not be trash.
It's very upsetting, Steve.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully, so the, but there's good news.
What's
here.
What's the good news in this?
The coyote probably never would have gone to Indiana if it was arguably not for the social media buzz that all of this created, that the owner, Tommy Chanchita, began. But we certainly contributed to a lot on WGN Radio. On these trips you talk about that I take, I would periodically get a call from the governor's office. I mean, they really do want to kind of help.
Yeah.
Although
everyone should go to Indiana once. I think
just
that's
once?
All, yeah.
Just
it's right time. Next door.
The dunes are close by. Yeah.
Yes.
So hopefully this will end better. I mean, you know, my hope is that the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will change some of their policies.
Sure.
If nothing else, we can learn from this. Can be a learning moment.
Yeah.
And what happened was wrong, but now we can not make the same mistake twice, my hope is.
That'd
and
be
if
a
someone
positive.
Doesn't pay for a permit, first of all, remind them that they need to. Isn't that what most government agencies do? They send a reminder.
You would hope. Yeah.
And if you don't pay it, okay, you pay a late fee or something.
Right.
You don't take the animals away unless, you know, the animals are being treated inhumanely or something.
Yeah, right.
Which was not the case.
No, it was not.
We need to take a quick break, and then I want to talk to you about some treats you can give your dog.
Oh, you won't believe some of these things that you can give your dog or your cat, and they are okay to give. And what's more,
yes,
your pets will go crazy for them.
Oh.
I gave Kona a part of a nectarine, a little piece of a nectarine.
Yeah.
He loved it. And my sister's dog ate lettuce, which is like doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
So I tried it. Kona eats romaine only, not iceberg.
Oh, interesting.
Ah, picky. All right.
More with noted pet expert Steve Dale in just a moment or two. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We love our pets. We love Steve Dale, noted pet expert. And what kind of snacky poos can we share with our cats and dogs and snails?
So, no, the snails might be the snack. I'm not so sure of that.
Mm.
But Yes. I mean, people do know about peanut butter. They know about, what did we mention either before the break or during the break?
Nectarines.
Maybe.
Lettuce.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know that all dogs love lettuce. Your dog seems to, and a little bit. So, first of all, I want to make it clear that we're talking about less than 10% of any of these things in your dog's diet.
Little tiny tastes.
Treats. Yeah, they're just little treats and things your dog might get really turned on about. Now, we all know about hot dogs with dogs, right? Dogs
like hot dogs.
Yes.
Dogs like hot dogs?
Of course.
Their cannibalistic side kicks in.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
But turkey dogs, actually, are okay. But let me give you some others that you might not have thought about. Marshmallow cream.
Fluff?
Yeah.
Dogs really?
Or cats. Cats also seem the little mini marshmallows.
Yes.
Or even bigger ones than that.
Yeah.
Cats, like some cats, love and will eventually crave marshmallows.
But is all that sugar a good idea for a cat? No, it's not.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah. A little bit. Not necessarily every day, just a little bit.
Yeah.
How about olives?
Cats, I haven't tried that.
Cats in particular have a thing, it seems.
For olives.
For olives.
Green or black?
Black or green, yeah.
Green.
Oh.
And no pits, please.
Salty.
No.
They like salty, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Or pimentos. They're big with cats.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's it. Easy cheese or the
cheese
berries.
Whiz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two different things, guys. Cheese Whiz is in a jar. Easy cheese is in the aerosol.
Yeah.
Very
but if you could
impressive.
Teach your dog or cat to spray the aerosol cheese, you're ahead of the game, aren't you?
Well, I know one veterinarian who really impresses clients by, okay, so they walk into the room, right?
Yeah.
The exam room.
Yeah.
And he has, in Cheese Whiz, the dog's name spelled out.
Oh.
So this is great.
Yeah.
First of all, this is a good thing.
I wish my doctor would do that. I'd get a physical more often.
First of all, would Cheese Whiz be your choice, though?
No, probably not.
No. But first of all, it's cool the dog's name is spelled out.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah.
But secondly, the dog goes right there for the Cheese Whiz, and three vaccines the dog doesn't even know.
Oh, that's
right?
Great.
You know, or the exam begins, and the dog doesn't necessarily even know that. Baby food without onions. Anchovy paste.
Why anchovy paste?
I don't know. Is it? Maybe the salt again, right?
Oh, the salt.
But they seem to like it. Vegemite.
Oh. The Australian treat?
Yes.
Good thing dogs eat it because I won't.
I won't either. So, and we're not only talking Australian cattle dogs. So this
all
is,
dogs.
Yes. So this is a product from Australia that most Americans do not like. It's a spread kind of like peanut butter,
but
not really.
It tastes like caulk. Have you ever had caulk? It has that same delicious taste as caulk.
You're actually right.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but it seems that lots of dogs like that. Cheerios.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Just the regular, not the honey nut, not the cinnamon.
Just the regular.
Cheerios.
And it turns out that a lot of dogs that are ill, not feeling particularly well, they won't eat anything, but they'll eat Cheerios. Baby food,
Isn't that curious? That's another
they'll eat when they're
very
not feeling
strange.
Well. Yeah, yeah. So these are just some ideas. Bonita fish flakes, by the way.
What is
it's
that?
It's a thing you get in Japan. It's on your next trip to Japan.
Yeah.
But a lot of supermarkets sell it, too. And they're fish flakes.
Flakes or cakes?
Flakes.
Okay.
Like corn flakes? No?
No. And
like
it's
what?
Like they're softer than corn flakes.
Yeah.
It's like fish food,
almost.
And I guess we need someone to help me here, but I guess it's sold. I know it's sold in grocery stores, and people eat them as snacks in Japan. But that's something sometimes dogs and cats go crazy.
Steve, do you remember the gibbon that I used to have? Peanut! Yeah,
yes.
Do you remember him?
What did Peanut like?
Well, twice a week after I'd get home from school, we would give him Bugles. Do you remember Bugles?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he loved Bugles.
There was Bugles, and then there was another one that.
What's the other one? I don't remember the other one.
Oh,
he would only eat Bugles.
I love Bugles.
Yeah.
I had a hamster who could play the bugle. So I topped you.
What was his song, what was his song of choice? What was his most famous song?
Hello, Dolly.
I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah. Exciting time.
Why do you say that, Steve?
September 28th
is a holiday. Yeah.
And it's not that far off, right?
No.
I mean, yeah. And you need to prepare to celebrate for these things.
Yeah.
So it's International Rabies Day.
Oh, that's my favorite holiday.
Yes. But you know what? People really, they don't think about it. I mean,
right.
In all seriousness, in other nations all over the world, rabies really is an issue. And we can laugh about it here only because we vaccinate.
I will
so
not
other countries, they don't vaccinate and that's what the problem is?
Rabies can come from dogs and other animals.
Yeah.
Of course. Other animals as well. But they have all these dogs roaming, you know, and they don't vaccinate, and the dogs can spread rabies or get rabies from other animals, and before they die, they can spread rabies as well.
Right.
So in other countries around the world, people die of rabies. In America, they do.
Yeah.
It's a handful, yeah. You know. And the thing about rabies, if you get it, you're not going to feel better the next day. You know, I think there was one person in the last, I think this is true, one person, human, in America in the last 50 years who's contracted rabies that has survived.
Really?
Yeah. So
what's
it's not
going on
something,
with that guy, I wonder?
Well, he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not something you typically survive.
Steve, they used to tell us if you had rabies that you'd have to go in and get a shot in your navel. Is that still the case, or have they perfected that?
Well, you see, yeah. So if you are exposed.
Why in your navel?
I don't know why.
But I remember that too.
You get the same story?
I think that's true still. So wow. If it's thought that you have been exposed, you have to go through a number of shots to be certain that it's prevented, and
right.
It's worth doing that as opposed to, you know.
They made a big deal last week. They found a bat with rabies in the suburbs.
It happens.
But there's a lot of bats with rabies, aren't there?
Yes.
There
is. Well, let me rephrase that here. So a lot? No.
But a decent percentage?
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
They're out there, you know, raccoons.
Can you tell by looking at it with a bat if it's got rabies, or do you have to test it?
You have to test it, and the only way to do that is to...
It needs to be dead.
Euthanized.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
But you know, if an animal, this is a good opportunity for me to say this. If you see a raccoon, a bat, another wild animal that's acting abnormal or particularly friendly, coyote, actually, when that animal shouldn't be acting that way and should be afraid of people and just fearful in general, don't go near that animal without protection, or better, without a professional.
I told you we had a raccoon in our yard that just kept circling the yard. This is about this time last year. Just kept circling and circling. And
could be.
And opossums do not carry rabies.
Opossums do not.
I learned that from you.
Yeah, and the other thing amazing about opossums, we have to send thank you notes to opossums because they eat ticks.
Ticks
spread all sorts of tick diseases, including Lyme.
That's weird because we have a lot of opossum. I'm just saying possum in our backyard.
Yeah,
I think they're living in our shed, and I've seen a mom carrying babies on her and stuff.
Oh,
and I got a tick bite
from.
We almost had to put Wendy down.
It had to have been from my yard.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're out there. So not only are... Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Because not only
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
I put the quarter in it.
Yep.
But I did get tested. My doctor gave
for
me...
Lyme?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
you know,
put me on an antibiotic, and it was all negative, and it was a fast-acting result, so
did you get
I'm
that
good.
Little circle you sometimes get with Lyme
No,
disease?
I did
good.
Not. Good.
But that always does not happen.
Right.
You know, so where there are ticks, there is tick disease. And there are more ticks right now in the Chicago area than ever before in the history, we think, of the planet. And that is due to a whole lot of reasons. Yeah. It's due to the wildlife that we've embraced, and I'm glad it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And us encroaching on the wildlife, suburbia, spreading and spreading.
Right.
It's probably due to climate changes as well. I know everybody says everything is due to climate. But really, if it's warmer longer, and if we have more warmer weather in the winter, more ticks survive.
That's how it is.
And ticks do spread tick disease. And this is the time of year, the fall is the time of year when dogs are most likely to get Lyme. People still can, for sure, but people are more likely to get it in the spring and summer. Dogs more likely in the fall.
That's why I give my dog flea and tick stuff.
Good.
So he didn't get bit.
Yeah.
Because some of this
we
stuff...
We can do more. You're right. We can do more to protect our dog.
I took some
dog.
Of his medicine.
You should. We can do more to protect our dogs than we can ourselves. Yeah.
Good to know. Should
don't
I be...
Wendy, don't take too much, but a spoonful every afternoon
it's
is
a
the way.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the kind you get. It could be a spot-on product that goes along the back of the neck, or it can be a chewable.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Do those.
I'll just chew half.
Yeah, that's fine. You're fine.
Thank you for hanging with us.
Of course.
We can hear you on Sunday mornings at what time?
6:35 Sunday mornings.
That's Steve Dale. Silky D, as they call him in the business.
They do?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Behind your back.
They do. I say a lot behind my back.
Fine, whatever. Thanks, Steve.
Be careful.
We appreciate it.